This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
95.7 The Game. Live and local. Now, it's Zachariah and the Guru.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. We're upset in here. The streak's over, Zach. You gonna play the victim right now?
All right, go ahead.
No, I'm just butthurt. You're not sad?
No, yes.
I didn't think it was gonna end.
We're still doing a show.
Yeah.
You want me to be not excited about our show?
Wednesday's gonna be awkward to watch the Dubs.
I'll be disappointed.
Thanks for tuning in.
This guy has no heart.
It's Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah. Our show stinks because the Warriors lost.
If you want to react to the Dubs losing their streak, let's face it. I'm going to give you why their streak is over.
I can't wait for that.
You don't have a soul.
I have a soul. Thank you. What was that, Family Guy? Anyways, I have plenty of soul.
More soul than most.
Black they do call Zach. Me Blackariah and Black Zach. And I'm with my black man, Daryl the Guru Johnson. I wish I was black.
There it is, Chuck. I told you.
If you want to react to the game, you may do so. 888-957-9570, 888-957, 9570, text line 95795. We are also Twitter friendly. He is at Triple D Guru, DDDGURU. I'm at Zach Sports, ZAK Sports, text line 95795. I want to get to the text line in a minute, but Guru, you saw this coming, right? I mean, no team has ever gone on a 7-game road trip.
What? No, go ahead. You're right.
Is that not legit?
It is legit.
No team has gone on a 7-game road trip and won all 7 games.
But you didn't say that emphatically before we started the show.
I didn't think they were going to lose this game, but I thought they were going to lose a game.
And of all the damn nights to have a back-to-back, it's the night that you went double OT. OT.
That's bad luck.
With Boston
no,
without
double
Clay.
OT.
No, it went OT.
No, double OT. It's a fact.
That's what I was saying. Double.
No, you said. Okay, whatever. Go ahead. Trust me. Just trust
liar!
Me.
Liar!
Blindly trust me that it was double OT.
But listen. And then they got Clay back tonight. I just thought it would continue.
Well, that.
This game was lost last night. You just said it.
That leads me to my point, though.
Okay.
The reason why they lost was Clay Thompson.
Oh, Zach, stop. You sound like me. What about Klay tonight?
Do you want to hear the numbers?
Yeah, the other guys were tired. The legs were gone.
4 of 14 from the floor.
They've won games when he was 4 of 14 before.
2 of 7 from behind the arc.
How about the team behind the arc?
6 of 26. Yeah, not good.
Terrible.
But Klay, who you are expecting to be in that? I'll put it like this. How's this, Guru?
All right, I'm listening.
You ready for me to shock the world?
Yeah, here we go.
Shock the world? They would have been better off without Klay tonight.
No way.
How's that?
I can't sign
How's
off
How's that?
I just, I would reject
You don't
that.
Have to sign off
If I was
off
legislation,
it?
I would no
I'm giving
reject.
You my hot take. My ESPN hot take.
What are you basing
take?
That off of? The team went double overtime. You just said it.
They would have been better off with him out of the lineup.
What does that mean?
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. 108-95 Warriors with their first loss. Would you like to act like the victim? Act like you don't, like your favorite team is in such dire straits now that the Warriors have lost one game. I'm petrified, Guru. I don't know what to do with the rest of the season.
And you want to blame it on Klay, who was a -5. It ain't like he was -20.
Tell me
minus
what he shot
five.
From the floor.
4 of 14.
Okay. That's not good.
Steph Curry was 10 to 21.
All right. Let's go 50%. To Lewis and Hercules. He wants to talk about the Dubs. Go ahead, Lewis.
Gentlemen, how you guys doing today?
What's up, man?
So, I'd start off by saying I am your resident, non-Warriors fan. So, to be honest, I knew this game, they were going to lose it because of the double overtime the game before. Now, to all the Warrior fans who are going to probably burn my house down after I say this, but if they're the champs, and all of this, and we're the greatest team ever, we're going to break the streak, Nah, man. You know, the Spurs are still standing there, and I'm sorry. I mean, here's the thing. It's just, to me, I am enjoying it, actually. I'm actually reveling it in that one loss. P.S., by the way, I'm a Denver Nuggets fan, so to be honest, I'm actually jealous deep down inside. Also, by told Tony this, I had a bone to pick with Zachariah because he played me off the air with the Stephen Curry song last year. So
What'd I do?
You played me off the air last time I called.
Wow.
Last week, so you, you played the Curry song and played me off the air. So you know what? It was a good play, sir. So I'll give you that one.
All right.
So I'll give you that.
That Steph Curry song.
You want to apologize?
No, it was amazing.
So he remembers.
I'll double up on my non-apology.
Oh.
But go ahead.
you guys have a good one, man. And like I said, the Warriors are still a great team. But I knew they were going to lose probably this one because that double overtime didn't help much. So, yeah. But
Thank you, Lewis. Appreciate the phone call. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 957-95, Zachariah, Daryl the Guru Johnson, 95.7 The Game. How much do you equate this loss to the double over?
99.9%.
So if they went and won that game?
Yeah, that's what bothers me.
They would have won this game?
Yeah, that's why I'm disappointed for the team. It comes on the back-to-back, Zach.
I put more on Clay.
108 points for Milwaukee. I mean, they haven't been lightning.
14 for Clay, okay, though.
Wow, three more shots, he's 50%. I get you, but you can't. 108 points, how many minutes did he play? 30? What did Clay, 30 minutes, Zach? You can't. There seemed like there was no defense tonight. The legs were gone. I get it.
Defense,
you played the game.
No doubt.
Junior college, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's nothing. Don't put this on Clay.
You
got to give him the John Wayne ribbon.
Playing and then expect me to reply.
Yeah, but you got
to give him a former first team All League junior college basketball player.
Yeah, that really helps Warrior fans right now.
It does.
Just helps them.
Look,
I'm disappointed. I wanted it to keep going.
So you don't think if Clay was not in the lineup that they
probably would lose by 20?
I think they would have won.
What makes you? I don't get that. A team that needed double overtime to beat Boston.
His 14 shots would have been by somebody else.
And so I think you're saying he was rusty because he missed one game?
4-14 is bad, Guru.
B-Money, this is I'm calling him B-Money. That's his name. This is the epitome of Leon.
Tell the people who you're talking to.
Our board op, our friend.
There you go.
Well, but this is why you're Leon.
Listeners.
You're just calling
I'm
out
Leon
Clay Thompson.
Because I'm saying that Clay Thompson is the reason why they lost.
The streak's over because Clay came back. Not guts and, you know, give him credit for coming back.
He's the reason.
Like, what?
4-14 is terrible.
Oh, wow.
If we did 14
Bogut
seconds.
Was 1-3. He played 22 minutes.
Allow me to apply this to what you and I do. If you were only good for 4-14, which would be the over on what somebody would bet. But if you and I were doing a show and we had 14 segments and you were only good for four of them, we would have a bad show.
Oh, Iguodala was 1-9.
So?
Oh, he just gets a pass. Huh?
Yes.
Why?
He's not
Finals
Clay.
MVP.
He's not a splash brother.
0-4 from 3. Think he was tired from last night?
I'm sure. They all were.
Livingston, 2-6.
How many minutes did they play?
24, 28 for Iguodala, 24
okay.
for Livingston.
No, and how many for Clay?
Have you seen Barbosa?
How many for Clay?
30.
Okay.
4-14, 2-7 from 3.
That's terrible.
Went to the line 4 times, made 2. His plus minus
good.
Was minus 5.
That's not good.
Steph Curry's plus minus, get this, minus 5.
I don't give a damn.
No, it was 0. I'm sorry. Minus 5.
Now you're lying. Now you're lying on air.
I corrected it on air.
I wish you weren't a liar.
I wish you weren't either.
Anybody seen Barbosa?
Why are you calling everybody else
Barbosa
out?
Has not been playing. I don't. He's been
was
missing.
Was Clay an all-star last year?
Yeah, this had nothing.
Yes or no?
This is tonight's game.
Yeah,
and
tonight's
the streak
game,
to me
Clay
was enough to keep
didn't...
you from keep Clay from coming back. I gave him credit, and now you want to just say it's his fault? Did we look at the rebounding?
Warriors fans, what is your reason for this streak ending? Is it the double overtime game from last night? Is it Clay Thompson being terrible or something else? 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795 from the text line from the 408. Zachariah, shut the hell up, man. You make no sense. From
Do
the
me
text
a favor
line,
and drink a can of shut the hell up.
Thank you, Henry. From the 707, Zachariah is right. Clay took bad shots on a night when his shot wasn't falling. Neil. I tend to
You think this is the first game
with,
in
Neil.
This streak that
somebody is taking bad shots and they haven't overcome them?
Not that many. Not
man,
that many.
14. Zach, you act like it was Allen Iverson, 24.
888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. We'll take your phone calls next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, coming back at you. 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to The Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
283 times a team is at a road trip of seven or more, and no one in the history of the NBA has ever had a perfect road trip of that length. That's going to stay intact tonight.
We couldn't get the stops we normally get. Monroe played a heck of a quarter. He was finishing. Even when we were big, he was still getting in there scoring. So you got to give them a ton of credit for the way they played. Us only scoring 95 points, that's not really who we are. We had some good looks that didn't go in, and we turned the ball over a few too many times.
He's got a pretty good voice. He's up there with Bruce Bochy and me and co. No? He didn't like that at all. Look at your face.
I'm just disappointed, man.
About what?
I thought they were going to get to 33.
Come on, man.
Look at the schedule.
What did you want?
I wanted the showdown with the Cavs.
Phoenix at home wasn't going to be easy.
Us five in here could beat Cleveland.
Us five in here?
Phoenix.
What position are you playing?
All of them. I'll go Magic Johnson against the...
You'd have to be the five.
You said against the...
Your boy would have
Sixers.
To be the four. I'd be the three. You're putting B Money at the two?
Yeah, B Money can run point.
We're not beating Phoenix. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Daryl the Guru Johnson and Zachariah here on 95.7 The Game. We will get to your phone calls, Guru. Would you like to offer up, if you were going to eliminate the back-to-back and double OT, if you were going to eliminate Klay Thompson and his terrible performance, what would be your third explanation for why the Warriors lost their streak tonight?
Milwaukee had more energy. I look at total rebounds. The Warriors out-rebounded the Bucks.
Milwaukee they had more energy?
They had more. Yes, they did. They had more offensive rebounds, the Warriors did. Okay. They had less turnovers. Right. They had more fast break points. All right. And they did lose one thing, points in the paint, but by 4 points. I don't know how this team lost tonight.
Well,
I'm not blaming Klay.
Milwaukee had more energy.
That's what it looked like.
That's not the reason.
Well, they had 108. The Warriors had 95.
Klay Thompson is the reason.
Well, Zach, stop.
So let's see some hustle. Let's jack it up a little.
4-14, nothing for you, huh?
I mean...
You would rip into your son if he came home on a 4-14.
We just led this damn show off, both of us collectively saying how important Klay Thompson was.
He wasn't tonight.
And okay, and then you
he
just, this is what you do?
Better off not playing.
Wow.
Better off not playing.
Do you mean that?
I do.
Iguodala was one of
100%
nine.
100% of my soul.
He was one of nine.
Doesn't matter. He's
Let's
not
Let's get
a
our
guy.
Mike and Mike on. I don't need to yell. He was one of nine.
Al in San Rafael. Go ahead, Sal. I mean, Al.
Hey, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. I would borrow Aaron Rodgers' great quote. You gentlemen need to R-E-L-A-X.
We're relaxed. But who would you blame for this loss?
There is no blame.
I do tend to agree more with Guru. I think that the double overtime, but there's a reason that happened, and that's the bench. And I'm not concerned about that in the playoffs when the rotations get shorter. But
what if you had a different player in the spot where Klay shot 4-14?
Yeah, I get that. But here's the thing. I mean, if this isn't a double overtime game and the Warriors wrap Boston up neatly in the fourth quarter, you know, I don't know that Klay needs to play this game. I think Klay got played because of the rotations and because it was a double overtime game.
Great point.
That's good. I didn't think about that.
What about Bogut? Greg Monroe, who's a good player, had 28 points.
Thank
in
you
the
for
middle.
The call, Al.
28. That Klay's fault? Was that Klay's man? I mean, since we're assigning blame, I'm just asking.
Yeah.
You. 28. That's pretty damn
for
good.
Who?
Greg Monroe, the center for the Bucks, 28 points. That's on Bogut. That's on Fetzes. To me. And I'm not saying that's the sole reason they lost.
How many minutes did you want him to play?
I'm just saying Monroe had 28 points.
All right.
When you can't stop the opposing center, that's a problem.
Nathaniel in Rodeo. What's up, Nathaniel?
Hey, how you guys doing?
What's up, man? Good.
I think the Warriors lost for a combination of reasons. The double overtime and being a back-to-back, obviously. And then I think they just looked tired. Like, nobody really seemed to have their legs, and all their shorts were hitting the front of the rim, and they were all short. And Milwaukee just played amazing. Like, they just looked like they had way more energy than the Warriors did.
That's fair. Thank you. I mean, they were not coming off of a double OT game, and I get that. But
you played the game. You know legs.
No, but, I mean, to put it on that, I think, is very short-sighted. I mean,
to put it on one man is short-sighted.
But traveling on the road, period, is difficult. Just going out there and traveling to different hotel rooms and needing to go do your shoot-around at an opposing gym, all of that is difficult. Nothing changed in this game. Except for me, the 4-for-14 performance by Klay Thompson. That to me, if
Greg Monroe's 28 has no.
No, that was great.
What do you mean it was great? But it was bad
great
defense.
For them. Yeah.
Okay.
You're right.
So Klay, that's not Klay's man.
If you replace Klay with somebody
Zach,
that was
they
not
had to
4-for-14,
go to double overtime,
that would have been better.
To beat Boston without
right.
Klay.
Let's go to
Come
John
on.
In Stockton. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, I think it was a combination of things. You guys touched on him. Monroe in the paint, he just had his way all night. There's nothing we can do to stop him. But I really look at the beginning of the fourth quarter, that first 5 minutes, we scored, I think, 2 points with the bench. And, I mean, the bench, I don't think they really stepped up. They couldn't get any good looks in the fourth quarter. You know, Curry just didn't have his pop tonight. And, you know, it's bound to happen. I mean, they're going to have off nights. And I think the Bucks just caught him on an off night tonight, and I think that's all that it was, you know?
Fair enough. Thank you, John. I mean, yeah, of course. You can say that. I'm okay with that. I'm not saying that. Look, nobody has done what the Warriors have done to start a season. And if you want to go back, whether or not you count the 4 wins prior to that and make it 28 and beating the Heat regular season record, you and I are both on the same
okay.
page.
All right,
doesn't count.
Right.
But some people count that.
No, I was going to say, you know my new favorite stat.
What's that?
I don't like Warren baseball, but I like plus minus for basketball. 4-for-14, Klay Thompson, you speak of, was -5. Barbosa was -15.
Get out of here with
15.
Minus. I don't care about
so
the minus
So if Klay
anything.
Wasn't there, Barbosa and Iguodala would have gotten more shots.
I hate plus
shot.
Or minus.
But it's, I mean,
if
it's
I'm
still,
on the
it's
court with me,
it's
you,
a fact.
And Steph and Klay and Iguodala, and I'm plus 37 versus me being on the court with your boy and B to the money and Aaron.
But bottom line, there's no scenario.
You'd have messed up Aaron. I got a problem with that.
There's no scenario to where you say they would have been better off. I don't care what sport with your second best player not being there. That's hogwash, Zach. I'm not blaming Klay gets the John Wayne Award for coming back. This team needed two OTs without him. And now to blame it on him, okay, he was off. 4-14, but Barbosa, the centers could not stop Monroe. 28. I'm just throwing that out there. Led all score.
Klay is why they lost the game.
28 too. That's coming from you.
I'm not just sucking up to his ex girl who caught him in the bed with somebody. Shout out, whatever her name is, Hannah something. Holler at your boy.
Nice.
If you see me,
why don't you go back to your home on Whore Island?
For real,
I'm remaining there. I'm not just kissing up to her, but I'm blaming Klay for this loss.
But
and
do you mean
too.
It? What do
yes,
you mean?
I do.
What are you saying? Look at the stats.
If
he was -5, it's not, the game is not about, oh, Klay, if you hit all 14 of your shots, the Warriors are 100%, they're going to win. It doesn't work that way. You play defense.
If Brandon Rush started instead of Klay, they would have won the game. That's what I'm saying. And I have no problem saying that.
Brandon Rush, who was 2-of-6 in 18 minutes.
Yep.
That Rush.
If he
so
started,
he would have had his shots. Klay shots.
He would have taken less shots. Mm. Or the shots that he would have taken from Klay, he would have made more. 4-14 is terrible, Guru.
I just can't
you
believe.
Know that. I don't know why you're denying that.
I'm not saying
that's
it's
a terrible
not terrible.
Stat line.
It's not the reason they lost.
You are a 24-hour fitness
man.
All-star.
Oh,
true or false?
God. True.
True. If I went to your 24-hour fitness and I was playing alongside you and I shot 4-14 and you had won every week prior to that, but when I came and I shot 4-14, you lost, you wouldn't have put that on me?
You just manipulate words in the English vocabulary to,
in a proper
to
fashion.
What you want to do. Okay. I mean, that's terrible. But had we won the finals or championship, the thought would have never crossed my mind to ever say you're the reason that
sorry
we lost one particular
Clay.
Game.
Sorry for blaming Clay.
Take it to the caller, Zach. You should be. Come on.
Well, I'm going to go to the. I'm going to go to a commercial break. We're going to get to the phone lines. We're going to skip Jambalaya. We'll do that tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
We're on tomorrow from 6 to 9. We'll do that then. And react to a bunch of NFL games. But we'll take your phone lines and then we're going to
have a lot
the word.
Of people. They're ready.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. All of your Warriors calls next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 the game. It's been damn near years, I think.
I'm getting, I don't know, there's a little progress.
I got Mr. Fab live in studio.
Okay, Leon. Yeah.
You can survive in Oakland, you can survive
we
anywhere.
We did have Fab, Stan Pablo.
Yeah.
Fabby Davis Jr.
Thanks to the black or the white guy?
I don't.
Which
it's
one?
Not about credit. I'm not that
it's
guy.
It's not about credit? You're
I
not
wish
Leon? I was black
what's
so
up,
that
there?
I
it's
could
guy
do
Haberman
that.
From
whoa,
me.
Whoa.
Hey, guy, what's up?
What's up, guy? We'll be back tomorrow, 6 to 9, reacting to all of the football action. And, again, at the 8:45 hour, we will do the word. The wacky world of sports. Of course, I've got a ton of random, crazy, nonsensical sports stories that are tied into the wackiness. That's how we end it. But again, we'll be back tomorrow.
Real quick, Zach, I got a quote
6 to 9. Go
from
ahead.
Your boy who
got to get to the calls. Go ahead.
Clay Thompson, we missed shots. They didn't shut us down. No one shuts us down.
You missed shots?
He said we.
He should have said I.
Wow, man.
I missed shots. Wow. What was he, 4-14?
Wow.
888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. Last time to get in. Rapid fire. Let's go to Omar in Davis. Go ahead, Omar.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, man? Good.
All right, man. I think it's a bit ridiculous to blame this one on Clay. There's a lot of things I've seen about this team lately that's, I mean, it's hard to really nitpick when they've won so many games and really haven't lost yet, but one, I don't like Walton's rotation. Sometimes he leaves them in a bit long, and they're not scoring any points. But
wait, who? Who?
Coach Walton puts in guys that lineups. That,
I know who was in too long.
Oh, I think Spates is in there too long. I think sometimes they're a bit stagnant.
Last night, especially.
Yeah. Last night when they won.
Yeah, in general, really, but especially tonight to start the fourth. They weren't able to score any points. I think Clay didn't shoot well, but I think Clay hasn't been really on his game the whole year. He's had plenty of games where he's been pretty good, especially that one a few games ago where he went off. But besides that, he's been playing great the whole season, whereas the rest of the team has carried them. But really today, just the whole team did not look that great. And I kind of saw it coming. I think, I mean, what can you do when you're coming off a double overtime, seven game road trip and all that? But, yeah, I don't think it's Clay's fault. I wouldn't put it on him.
All right. Thank you for the phone call, Omar. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570.
I'm just...
Looked like you wanted to...
No, nah, just this game was lost before it started, and that's where I'm at. I don't rarely go
they had no chance.
They had no legs. They were tired. They won't say that. I watched the game. It was very excruciating.
Yeah, you watched it during our show.
It was physical. I'm talking about last night, player.
Oh, my bad.
Yeah.
You watched the
game. It was
too,
a grueling
we needed
game.
Something.
No, I
we
wasn't.
Needed
no,
boots
it
on
couldn't
the
have been in depth.
All right.
Yeah, that was a good one. Yeah.
Yeah. So
they'll be back. 81-1.
The game was lost last night.
Yep.
81-1.
That's what they're going.
Don't go out on it. Really?
No.
I like it a lot.
What's your actual prediction?
Though? No, I don't have one at this point. I need this.
Do
a
you
lot
think
of
they'll beat the Lakers? The Bulls record.
I'm going to say no.
Right. For Shizzle.
Let's go to Neil in Calistoga. Go ahead, Neil.
Hello?
Yeah, what's up, Neil? Go ahead.
Hey, yeah, you read my text a little bit ago. I think there's a multitude of reasons why they lost tonight. One being the fatigue from last night's game, but also the fact that Clay, all of his shots hit off the front of the rim, so he obviously did not have his legs, and he was not defending well enough to mitigate that. It was really kind of irritating to watch, because of his defensive struggles. Usually when his shot's not going down, he's playing well enough defensively to take over, but he was not doing that tonight.
Thank you, Neil. Thank you. Your thoughts?
I mean, it was first game back off a sprained ankle, so he's got a bad wheel.
Maybe just
you
sit
didn't
out.
Say no. You didn't say that when we started the show. You know what, Guru? I got this feeling Clay should sit out.
I didn't say that.
Okay, but
that.
Now you're blaming him. That's not how it works.
4-14.
You win as a collective unit, and you lose as a collective unit.
We did 14
unit. It's not
segments,
about finding
and
out.
You only did four good ones. No, I would blame you for it.
You compare that to an NBA game. That's right. A great one. That's a great one.
My boy can fill in more than four of the 14.
You are something else, Leon.
He could give me six.
Wow. That's
could he special. Not give me six?
Okay, Leon. That's special, Zach.
Could he not give me six?
It was Clay's fault. It was Clay's fault. Walton's fault for letting him play. Let's take it one
just
higher.
Clay. Yeah. Sit out.
The rest of the year now.
No, the rest of the year. Really? That's what you're doing to me now?
That's how ludicrous what you're saying.
Let's go to Matt
sound.
In Oakland. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey.
What's up, man?
Fellas? Check this out. I'm not condemning anybody. It was a hell of a run. This loss is on two things. It's on definitely the fatigue and the back-to-back, but I think Luke Walton missed a coaching strategy in the fourth quarter. The team is not able to run that high-tempo offense. He should have put Bogut in and not tried to go to the finishing small lineup that he usually go to. He should have put Bogut in, slowed it down, have Bogut play some defense, get him passing at the top of the key like they usually do, and that would have offset. And plus, the Milwaukee Bucks, they have the least amount of possessions, you know, in the league, I guess they say. So slow it down a little bit, beat them at their own game, because that's the game that you had tonight. They didn't have the high tempo.
I like it.
3-point game that everybody's looking at. So, you know, Walton missed that. He missed a bet. You know, if you play poker, you miss a bet. He missed a bet, and he lost the hand.
Mm.
So that's how I see it.
Thank you, Matt.
I like that.
Appreciate the phone call.
Maybe they should have slowed it down instead of, you know what I mean. Come on, Zach.
Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah 95.7 The Game. Taking your phone calls, 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. Let's go to Steve in Pleasanton. Go ahead, Steve.
Hey, guys. Hey, you can't. I mean, it is what it is. It's the NBA, man. Everyone loses. Their seven-game road trip is definitely the biggest reason. They went 6-1 on a seven-game road trip last year. Guess which game they lost? The seventh game. There's a reason for it.
No
Milwaukee,
doubt.
They can't get. You don't get up for Milwaukee.
Are you not looking at Clay, though? Are you not looking at Clay, Steve?
Well, I was happy he played, was going to play, because double overtime, they're already short Harrison, so they needed the firepower. But in hindsight, it's easy to say now, but I'm just glad he didn't get re-injured. I mean, if it wasn't double overtime, they went undefeated, he would not have played. They don't go off till Wednesday. It would have made sense just to rest him. But no, you can't play him. If he says he's ready to go, he's one of your best players, you put him in there, you know?
All right. Thank you, Steve.
I agree with him. I mean, there's no way you can even conjure up it's Clay's fault. I mean,
4-14,
you know what
man.
We need to do? We need to leave this show when we're done and then go through the whole 24 games that they won and then say, you know what? They won because of Clay. This is why. It's not
I'm
fair.
Sure there's plenty of games they won because of Clay.
It's irrational.
If
it's not,
you ruined
he was
the
4-14. It's
you're
basketball.
To blame.
How many shots were there total tonight?
14 for
no,
Clay.
I'm talking about
how many
in
did
all.
He hit?
In all,
how many
I can tell
did
you.
Clay hit out of 14?
Four.
That's bad, man.
I'm not saying that math is good.
Okay.
But it's not his fault. They couldn't stop the beast, Monroe.
Who do you blame? Just the double overtime win?
Yeah, fatigue.
Fatigue?
Makes cowardice of
you
all
know what's
men.
What's funny about this?
Fatigue
I
makes
hate to call
cowardice
you out.
Of all
I
men.
I hate to call you out.
Go ahead. AT&T.
You would be killing me if I was doing this to you. If no, I was saying fatigue was the reason, if the Raiders were coming back from a East Coast game to play at home, you'd be like,
you
what?
Are, oh, you
coming
are so
back
right.
from the East Coast?
You are so right,
that's
sir.
That's a BS excuse.
You are so right.
So but Clay's we led to blame.
Off, when we went Ricky Henderson
can
on this show,
Clay? Can we
our
blame
first
Clay
thing we led
on?
Off with, if you remember, how important Klay Thompson is to this team. I believe you said it that
Fact.
Way. And then not even 3 hours later, you got the audacity in the Bay Area to blame
when a game, goes the other way.
One game, that's not how it works. That's not the dynamic.
He's why they lost.
He had a bad game. Let's leave it at that. Don't say that's why he lost.
Be money.
Would you vote?
No, be money.
Snickers. Be money.
Be money.
Go ahead.
Yes or no? Was Klay Thompson the reason why the Warriors lost tonight?
No.
There's
it. Hey, Aaron?
Thank you.
No. Okay.
Dave, what's that?
Let me switch the question up. Who is responsible for the Warriors losing tonight?
When can I answer?
The Bucks? Okay. Yeah.
You're the Celtics.
Right. You're right. The Bucks.
Celtics.
The Bucks are so good. The Bucks are so good.
Nobody said nothing about how good they are.
They're phenomenal.
Any given night, Zach.
Everybody fears the Bucks.
Pressure, fatigue, travel. That's... Yeah, that's a new one.
Joe in Moss Beach. Go ahead, Joe.
Moss Beach.
Hey, how's it going?
Terrible. How are you doing?
Not good. We just lost.
Hey, you know, I never played basketball. I never coached it. I'm just a fan. I like to watch it. But I'm a fan of basketball first and a Warrior second. And I saw a good game tonight. I don't know, considering they were so tired. But let me ask you this question, and I'll take your answer off the air. If the Bucks had just come off a long road trip, 6-7 games, whatever, and play the Warriors the way they are, the same thing, six games and now a seven. Who would have won? I'll take my answer off the air.
Who would win?
Oh, tell me what I
got. Go ahead.
The Dubs.
Yeah.
So you get what he's saying. One team was tired. The other was waiting like a hornet's nest.
But can we not point out the responsibility for who and why the Dubs lost tonight? The reason the Dubs lost tonight was Klay Thompson.
Okay, so can I say, I hate to do it real quick, Zach. I know we're up against it.
No, go ahead.
So if I went through every damn NBA game off a losing team, you would go look at one individual who had an off-night shooting and say and believe, oh, they're the reason they lost.
No.
He's the reason they lost.
No.
He's
tonight,
the reason.
Yes.
He was -5. That's all.
All right.
Iguodala getting a pass. I don't know why from you.
From the 510, Zachariah, I'm sorry, but you are such a my pope, Warriors homer. Your argument, or should I say excuses, for why the Warriors lost is absurd.
Wow.
Let me guess. I don't know what he said after that. Zachariah, to put some, if not all, of the blame on Klay is ridiculous.
I put most
of the blame on the double OT win the night before.
It's not hard, people.
from the 510.
I never heard you laugh. Well, I made Zach laugh.
Zachariah, your credibility takes a shot each and every time you share your personal take. You really do come off as an absurd homer. From the 925. STFU, which I believe is shut the F up, about Klay, you didn't even see the game. Well, contrary to your assumption, Guru and I watched every second of the game while we did our show and talked about other things.
I've done that before, but I didn't feel like I did that tonight. I gave you my all.
Honestly, just look at how many possessions in a row Monroe was the catalyst for the Bucks.
That's all.
Getting buckets.
That's all. And he's a damn good center.
Zachariah, you're so irrational after one freaking loss. I'm expecting for you to hop on your soapbox and declare that they should have made the Klay for Love trade.
Oh, wow. That says it all.
You people are the worst. You're the worst.
What the hell you mean, you people?
I mean all of you people. 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570, text line 95795. We will finish up with your calls and then get to the word next. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah, 95.7 The Game.
You're listening to the Guru and Zachariah on 95.7 The Game.
They've been incredible all year. The losses are going to come. We didn't have it tonight. That's why it's so hard to do what these guys have done so far. Tonight, it caught up to us. We didn't have our shots falling, and we were a little slow on our defensive rotations, and it happens. It takes nothing away from what they did to start the season.
No doubt.
Steve Kerr's undefeated.
Now he gets that loss.
It was a joke.
Huh. Well,
because he had
it wasn't because
we. Yeah, The semantics. I understand.
Welcome back, Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah 95.7. The game will finish up your phone calls at 888-957-9570, 888-957-9570. Text line 95795. We will be back tomorrow from 6 to 9. Well, my partner will have his phone on mute. I'm expecting.
Okay, Leon.
Wow.
6 to 9 tomorrow?
Yep.
You and I? Ready for that?
Hell yeah!
Can't wait.
Reacting to
the Bills,
Broncos, Raiders,
Niners,
Browns.
Johnny,
you know the Browns were favored in that game.
It's just incredible.
It's really.
If the Niners lose that, then we got a problem. Tom Sula's got a problem.
We'll get to the word here shortly. Real quick, finish up the phone calls. Gary in Oakland, go ahead, Gary.
Thanks for taking my call. There's a saying: when there's blood on the street, somebody's got to go to jail. I'm afraid I'm going to have to roll with you a little bit tonight, Zachariah.
Wow.
When we don't,
that's the first.
When we don't get the outcome we expected, blame must be assigned. Blame must be assigned.
Thank you, Gary. Appreciate the phone call.
That when there's blood succinct. On the street, someone's blame must going be assigned. To jail.
Yeah. My blame goes to Clay Thompson.
I think that's
my
voice
killing
to.
Me. By the way,
oh, it's
just
more.
Blew my mind.
The text line, it's more, Zach.
No, the text line's not killing me.
It will. It'll grow.
From the 415, never heard your show before, and thanks to the clown that was trying to pin the entire loss on Clay Thompson, I will never listen again. You, my friend, are a moron.
That's what I mean. We just lost a viewer.
I love that guy.
A listener.
You know what that guy's going to do? Tune in tomorrow.
You're happy. You think so?
I love him. It's my favorite texter of
Zachariah the night. Bayless.
Called me a moron. Blame the whole thing on Clay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Aaron smiling there like he liked that.
There was so many other people that did terrible tonight. Oh, that's right. It was only Clay.
Iguodala was 1-9.
Yeah. How many minutes?
I'm done.
No?
I'm waiting on the word.
Let's get to the word.
What's up, African? You know what's up, I'm
here. Hell yeah. Did you say what's up?
California.
Shout out Oakland, California.
Mr. Fab.
Yeah. Ben is live. Don't be in the
I produced that. Feelings. Where's E40 at?
I'll watch the cat.
I'll watch the cat. We'll figure that
Give
out.
Give it to me, Zach. Let's get in and get out.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Melo firing back at Charles Barkley for questioning his leadership. Are you ready?
I can't wait because I got something to say about Melo. Go ahead.
Quote, I wouldn't even feel right cursing my teammates out here on the bench on the court. That's not who I am. Me and my teammates, we have conversations. We have players-only meetings. I speak up and I'm heard. But the problem is somebody, Charles Barkley, always trying to compare you to the next person, to the next man. And that's kind of what irks me and gets on my nerves. You can tell somebody that they're not, you know, you're not around me. I've never seen you, never met you, so you know nothing about me other than what you've seen on the actual basketball court. Your thoughts?
I watched Thursday night when they lost to SAC. Melo is over. It's okay. Done. You're not a leader, okay? You don't play D, and your offensive repertoire has shrunk. Just like that shirt in the dryer that stayed in there too long, Melo is over. This is Steph Curry's league. It's over. Okay. He'll never win a ring. Great score, but for him to go off tells me I know that
you're
what I'm seeing,
Chuck?
It's over. Huh? It's a wrap, and I'm not talking Saran.
Darren Sharper, your boy.
Don't put that on me, Zach.
You're right.
Anyway, go ahead.
Darren Sharper, our boy.
Hey, none of our boy. Go ahead. He's in jail for rape.
I know, but we backed him up for like one show when we didn't know what was going on. It was a long time ago. Now we don't. You're right. Darren Sharper,
the creep.
Your boy.
Yeah, the creep.
You people.
Yeah.
You people's
boy. What did
boy.
He do?
He'll have to fight to save his Florida mansion.
You girl. People.
Yeah. Even as he sits in prison cell on multiple rape charges, according
like
to...
Like 12. It ain't multiple, two or three. It's like 12.
Sharper is fighting the lawsuit filed by a construction company demanding his Miami mansion be sold off at a foreclosure price for not paying on work done to the home, which he can't do from jail, obviously. On October 1st, Sharper was hit with a foreclosure lawsuit by L&W Supply Corporation, a.k.a. Seacoast Supply, in Miami court. The construction company said Sharper entered into a contract, and he cannot pay for the additional work on the home.
The dude needs to sit his ass down, I mean, and I don't want to hear anything about his finances.
Why are you coming after him?
What do you mean, why? He's a creep.
No, I know, but why are you coming after him after he's already processed?
He's got enough problems, I assume. You know, that's one of the worst things you could go with. Not that I would know. Yeah.
Leave him alone, though.
I ain't leave him. Anyway, I don't want to hear nothing about him.
All right. Roy Jones Jr. had a comeback.
Did he sleep? He woke up?
Oh, you saw that?
Oh, yeah.
Knocked out by Enzo Marcinelli.
A new one? I'm talking about the old one.
No.
Zach, is he still fighting? He didn't win Evander Holyfield on us. Good Lord.
Oh, God, look how bad it is. It's so bad. Hang on. I know this is bad radio.
Zach.
As I show you.
See, that.
What? Right there. Wait, one more.
Man, you need to go see Creed.
Boom!
Wow. Man. Yeah. Is he 50?
He's done.
That's CTE.
Jason Kidd explains why Steph Curry is this generation's Jordan. Would you like to hear
it? Oh, I'm excited. And he just beat him, but go ahead.
Quote, he's this generation's Jordan. We all wanted to be like Mike, and children today will grow up seeing Steph. Your thoughts?
It's real. It's you can't deny it. Mm-hmm. And unlike Kobe and Jordan and Dominique, mm-hmm. who played above the rim,
mm-hmm.
B-Money, this guy is doing it a way we've never, ever seen. He is so authentic and rare and special. I'm just glad I'm a part of it.
Nike refusing to match Adidas's deal to Swaggy P makes you say what?
Who cares? But that dude should be starting over Kobe.
He's married to...
her implants have just exploded. She looks horrible. You seen her in jeans?
No.
Looks terrible.
Okay.
Anyway, she's known for her derriere, but not anymore.
Okay.
But Swaggy P can really put the ball in the hoop, and he should be starting over Kobe, but that won't happen.
Did you see the second-ranked Kansas Jayhawks, Bill Self, breaking his watch after punching himself?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Your thoughts on a coach breaking his watch after punching himself? I can see you doing that.
Yeah,
you wear big watches.
Yeah, being passionate as I am, you mm-hmm. know, things happen, and... You know, he didn't do it on purpose. It happened.
Okay.
You sound like you got a problem with.
Well, I think that, I mean, if you're broke and you see a guy breaking his expensive watch while punching himself, I'd be a little upset by that.
And how did that come off? Is there video?
Yeah.
We'll show that to
you. You did it on the side.
We'll go see Creed.
Yeah. For the fourth time?
Yeah, I got a new date.
Chad Johnson wants.
Ocho Cinco.
Yeah, he wants to coach at FAMU. Your thoughts?
Chad Johnson and FAMU.
Yep.
Make him head coach right now. What else does he have to prove?
Really?
It's FAMU.
I think he'd do terrible.
Because he's black? What are you basing that on? The guy is a Hall of Fame wide receiver.
I don't think he'd be a good
Why
coach.
Would you? What are you basing? You just snatched that
Not
out of the,
he's black?
The hemisphere.
Even your boy didn't
well,
vibe
woke
with you
up.
On that.
I want to know.
Woke
what
me up. You're damn right.
What did you base that on? The
I
guy spent his whole life
so
playing football.
I can do that. His inability to get along with his coaches. When
oh,
he was
okay. I was wrong. I'm sorry. I was wrong.
You know what? We're going to end on that.
Oh, Nick, this guy.
If you want more reverse racism accusations,
Zach McCaffrey.
Tune in tomorrow, 6 to 9. We will react to the Niners at the Browns.
And Raiders.
The Raiders at the Broncos.
And more Warrior fallout.
And more Warrior fallout.
I'm going to tell Clay on you.
Was Clay to blame? No, you know what? If you see him, play it off. Be like, hey, I'm part of Zach Ryan. Go, we love you, man. We're sticking up for you. Despite your 4 for 14. Daryl the Guru Johnson, Zachariah signing off, 95.7 The Game. I wish I was black so that I could do that.
Black don't crack, Jack.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.